Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Well, the news broke last night, just after 9 o'clock. After nearly 40 years, two people had been arrested in connection with the discovery of a baby's body on a Kerry beach in 1984. Reaction to the development has been extraordinary because the so-called Kerry babies case resonates in Ireland like almost no other. Just why is that? Dr. Mary McAuliffe is an historian and director of gender studies at UCD. She's from Kerry and has written a lot about the case and the bizarre events that followed the discovery of baby John's body. Mary, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Baby John's body was discovered on a beach in Carrisaveen, stabbed 28 times. And it's an unsolved mystery to this day. And what followed was a botched investigation. I just wonder what your opinions are in terms of the events of 1984 and 1985 and what they tell us about Ireland in the 1980s.
Well, it was more than just a botched investigation. It was an investigation that took a turn towards a woman who was ultimately proved innocent of all the charges, which meant all other aspects and all other lines of inquiry were ignored. And by the time Joanna Hayes had been found innocent and no charges were being preferred against her, there was no investigation to pick up and go back to. And that's why we've waited almost 40 years for a resolution towards who actually did or what actually. We may never know, but this may be a step towards a conclusion as to what happened to baby John, as he was named by the locals in Carrisaveen. And as somebody who was in Kerry, was growing up in Kerry, it was an extraordinary time. Abbey Dorney is about 15 miles, I think, from where I grew up in North Kerry. And to know that this was going on around you and to hear all the discussions on the radio and TV and then read about it in the newspapers, as a young woman, it was, you know, there was already a heightened sense of, you know, if you got pregnant outside of marriage, your life was over. There was no hope for you. That was it. Even though second wave feminism had gained quite a bit for women in the 70s, the 80s was really a period of backlash against those gains. And remember, we'd just come out of a very contentious referendum campaign in 1983 to insert the Eighth Amendment into the Constitution. And Anne Lovett's body had been discovered in January 1984 and all of the trauma that that had brought. And of course, the Gay Byrne show on this radio station had an extraordinary connection with that, and the letters to Anne that came into that to Gay's daily show talking about all the women who had concealed pregnancies, pregnancies outside of marriage, and the trauma that that brought to their lives. And now
all of that fed into the reason to explain, I suppose, why the Gardaí perhaps at that time focused on Joanne Hayes, who you mentioned there wrongly. Can you tell people about the campaign to defend Joanne Hayes against that focus at the time?
Well, they didn't initially focus on her, obviously. The child's body had been discovered in South Kerry. Kerry's quite a big county. Abbey Dorney is way in North Kerry. So they focused their attention first on young women and girls, teenage girls down in South Kerry. And apparently the intrusive interviews and the discussions and anyone who was, you know, living a lifestyle that was considered outside the moral expectations and respectable expectations of the day was considered a suspect. But then apparently they got a message from Gardaí in North Kerry that a young woman had presented at Tralee Hospital saying she'd had a miscarriage, but the medical investigation had shown that she'd actually carried a child to term and there was no child. So that's when their eyes turned towards Joanna Hayes, and that's when this all started. The investigation, the treatment of the Hayes family, Joanne, her sister, her mother, even her aunt, brothers, in Tralee Garda station by the Gardaí was seen in later in the Lynch tribunal to have been outside of the bounds of what they should have been doing. There's all sorts of suggestions of mistreatment, of threat, of perhaps other things that were going on in the Garda station. And eventually a statement was written and the Hayes, it was signed by Joanna Hayes. It seems to have been a coerced statement.
And
the Gardaí apologised for that over 30 years
and
later.
And it took a long, long time. But you wrote an article in 2018, I think it was, and I might read one line from that article, but it goes to show the lengths that they went to, I suppose, to focus on Joanne Hayes. Mm-hmm. When blood tests revealed that Jeremiah Locke, the man with whom she was having the affair, could not have fathered the Carsevine baby, they decided she was seeing another man, had been impregnated by both men in a process known as super fecundation, and so gave birth to non-fraternal twins.
Yes. This was an extraordinary development in the case that I think took the whole country by shock and surprise. Apparently super fecundation, I'm not an expert in this, does not happen among humans. It is when what they were saying was Joanne Hayes had had sex with two men within a short period of time, and she got impregnated, but non-fraternal twins. So they were each other's half brother, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Yeah.
And super fecundation becomes it, and then there is the search for the other man. Which was crazy.
I suppose what you're pointing to and what you're trying to give us a taste of is the society at the time, the context at the time, and so on. Did people? Can I ask you briefly before I let you go, Mary? Did anyone speak out in favour of her or to defend her? Any man, for example?
Oh, absolutely they did. I mean, you had journalists who were speaking out in favour of her. The local community came out when the Lynch Tribunal was being held and demonstrated, both men and women, in solidarity with Joanne Hayes. Brendan Kennelly, who was professor of English in Trinity and also a Kerry man and distantly related to the Hayes family, as I would know as he's my uncle, wrote an article in which he called it a witch hunt, that the tribunal was a witch hunt, that it was men dancing around a victim burning at the stake.
And I think Dan McCafferty at the time,
a terrible thing,
who was reporting on it for the Irish Times, called it a woman hunt as well.
Woman hunt, absolutely.
After all of that,
her reporting was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. And after all of that, we still don't know the answer. Look, you've given us the context of the time. Dr. Mary McAuliffe, historian and director of gender studies in UCD, thank you very much
you
for joining us.